We're at the Bluebird Cafe, and tonight, a very special evening here. John Oates sat in. You know him from Daryl Hall and John Oates, and a remarkable career, but he's also doing really impressive stuff as a solo artist. The new record is called Mississippi Mile. What brought you to Nashville, John?
The music. I know that's a simple answer, but it's simple but elegant, because it really is an amazing place where musicians are a strong community, where they're well-respected, where the whole world revolves around creativity, and it's just an amazing place to be.
You know, you've had enormous success, and people recognize you, and yet you come to this town, a town full of anonymous songwriters, and you're trying to fit in. How does that feel?
I feel very comfortable around songwriters. As so many people say, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's where our music starts. It's where the entire music business begins. Without songs, we have nothing. And I started out as a songwriter even before I came in an artist. Daryl and I both started out as staff songwriters. So we have a deep respect for art and craft of songwriting.
So tonight you treated the crowd to a reworking of what was actually a hit for Hall & Oates. How does that process occur, and do you have mixed feelings about kind of messing with something that already works so well?
Well, I don't have any problem messing with something of my own, because I've got no one to come after me and no one to blame. But sometimes you get away from a song for a really long time. You come back to it, it's as if someone else wrote it. And I have the luxury of looking at it again in a different way. And I wanted to be able to perform it solo without a band. And I thought, this is an interesting song. Let me think about it in a different way. So it's kind of fun. The song's called How Does It Feel to Be Back? It was a song that Daryl and I recorded on our Voices album. It was actually the first single from that album. It got into the top 40 and, of course, was eclipsed by the numerous number ones that followed. But nevertheless, I still like it.
That's not really a problem, is it?
No,
Mississippi Mile, people are going to be curious because they know and admire your work. Is this like a Hall & Oates record, or is it something entirely different?
Oh, this is very, very much unlike a Hall & Oates record. This Mississippi Mile was a chance for me to pay tribute and honor the songs and the artists and the styles that made me want to be a musician. As a little kid, way before I met Daryl, people think I started out playing with Daryl, but believe it or not, I actually played the guitar for about 12 years before I met him. So this is the early rock, the early R&B, the folk blues, the stuff that really mattered to me as a kid.
We've got about 25 seconds left. I'd love to hear about the influences. Who are the early artists that changed your life?
Oh, I can encapsulate that very quickly. Mississippi John Hurt, Doc Watson, Curtis Mayfield, Chuck Berry. There you go.
And how many of those folks have you met, dude?
Well, you know what? The only one I haven't met was Curtis Mayfield.
The dear departed Curtis Mayfield. Thank you, John Oates.
Thanks very much, Ken.